Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
The United Nations has announced a new executive secretary for its Framework Convention on Climate Change. That's the body charged with negotiating a global treaty to reduce greenhouse gases. Cristiana Figueres of Costa Rica will succeed current secretary Ivo Dubor. She has a lengthy resume of international work related to climate change, and Figueres comes from a long line of public servants. Both her brother and father served as president of Costa Rica, and her mother was a member of Costa Rica's Congress. Living on Earth's Steve Curwood telephoned Ms. Figueres to ask about her tough new job.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for your invitation today.
Well, and congratulations on your appointment.
Well, thank you.
But did you ever think, be careful of what you wish for? This is not the world's easiest job.
It's not the world's easiest, but it's definitely the world's most inspiring. I am delighted, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
How'd you get interested in climate?
I got interested in climate in the early 90s because Costa Rica had already taken a very decided world leadership role in taking climate change as a national goal. And I took the lessons learned from Costa Rica, founded an international NGO whose purpose it was to support governments in Latin America to get more and more involved in the climate convention and begin to adopt more climate-friendly policies. And I dedicated quite a few years of my life to that NGO.
People say you were selected because you have a great reputation as being a negotiator, a conciliator who brings people together. How much of that do you see as your personal strength?
Absolutely critical. Absolutely critical. I've been really honored to have done that for quite a few years on specific subtopics. This is the first time in which I will have the honor and the task of doing that conciliation for the entire breadth of topics. But it is clear that we are at a point in which conciliation and identification of common ground among the different parties is very critical in order for us to move forward.
How important is it that you're the first American, Latin American, yes, but also very conversant with American culture as well, to head the UN Climate Convention?
I would say what is very, very important is that it's the first citizen of the developing world that occupies this post. We have had three executive secretaries, the first, Michael Summit from Malta, the second, Joke Wallahunter from Holland, the third, current executive secretary, Ivo Dubor, also from Holland. So first time that this is in the hands of the developing world. And I think that that's actually quite symbolic and represents the much greater role that the developing world is taking in the climate negotiations.
I'm wondering if there can be a UN climate agreement without the U.S. passing a climate bill. Indeed, can you even have a very good meeting in Cancun in, beginning of December of this year without a U.S. climate bill?
If the U.S. manages to have an approved climate bill by the time that we all go to Cancun, it will obviously be a boost to the negotiations. However, if that legislation is still underway and needs to be further worked on next year, we can still have a successful meeting in Cancun. What we're focusing on, or what countries have chosen to focus on in Cancun, is the very concrete delivery of the building blocks of a future agreement, including fast-track financing, a structure for technology transfer and capacity building, a concrete way in which to address reduction of emissions from deforestation and degradation, and certainly very, very importantly for the most vulnerable countries, a very structured way to address adaptation. So all of these represent an opportunity where the United States can participate even in the absence of an overall national legislation.
Now, in Copenhagen, the promise was made that there'd be some $100 billion in climate finance. Now, what's it going to take to deliver that?
The pledge under the Copenhagen Accord is for industrialized countries to provide $10 billion a year for this year, for next year, and for the year 2012, making up a total of $30 billion that are under the classification of Fast Start financing. after that, the Copenhagen Accord aspires to a availability of $100 billion by the year 2020, and countries will have to budget in an incremental fashion. So we will gradually be moving up to that.
How do you build trust and credibility into the process?
One of the things that I think is most urgent there to build trust is to begin to give proof of willingness to move forward and to act. And in that sense, Cancun acts as a very, very important step in the trust-building process, in which I see that in Cancun we may be able to put on the table already some of the elements that were identified in Copenhagen. All of these that are currently pledges and good intentions on paper really need to be brought into life.
Well, I look forward to seeing you in Cancun.
Thank you very much. So do I.
Christiana Figueres is the incoming executive secretary of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can hear Steve Curwood's full interview with Christiana Figueres on our website, loe.org, and check out our new Facebook page. It's PRI's Living on Earth. Coming up, what author Cy Montgomery learned from the flock in her backyard and a rare bird halfway around the world. Birdology, just ahead on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.